In the gospel, we have Peter's confession in faith in response to the Lord's question, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter replies, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And in that declaration of who he, the Lord, is, then Jesus declares who Peter is. "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." And here we touch on this mystery in God's plan that we see not just here, but throughout the scriptures, of the Lord's desire and just his constant readiness to work through mediators. He's always chosen to do this. There's something mysterious in it because he chooses humans who are so fragile and wounded by sin. He chooses humans to work through them. And so you just look through the whole story of salvation and see the Lord working through someone like Moses, or through David, through the prophets, through Peter. But there's this principle that's clearly at work that just can't be denied. The Lord chooses to reach his people through his chosen mediators. And he does that and he takes a risk. We see that here even in the gospel. As soon as the Lord declares to Peter, "You are Peter, the rock, and upon this rock I will build my church," Peter immediately turns around, confused, not yet appreciating how the cross could fit into God's plan. And just, "God forbid, Lord, that you should ever have to suffer in that way." So right off the bat, we see clearly there's a risk that the Lord takes in choosing to work through mediators in this way. St. John Vianney, whom we celebrate today, was very aware of this plan of God, especially in light of the gift of the priesthood, where men are called to be joined in a particular sacramental way that configures them to Christ, that the Lord might continue to work for the good of his people through them. And this gift that the Lord gives for St. John Vianney, he often would speak so highly of the priesthood. And if it weren't for the life that he was living, you could begin to think that it could go in a really messed up direction. So he wrote of the role and the ministry of the priesthood. He said, "What use would be a house filled with gold were there no one to open its door? The priest holds the key to the treasures of heaven. It is he who opens the door. He is the steward of the good Lord, the administrator of his goods." And then this quote ends with an image, you probably have heard it or read it before, but regarding just the centrality of the priesthood in God's plan, St. John Vianney said, "Leave a parish for 20 years without a priest, and they will end by worshiping the beasts there. The priest is not a priest for himself, he is a priest for you." And like, that could sound really pompous. Leave a parish without a priest for 20 years, St. John Vianney says, and I guarantee you that 20 years later, they'll be worshiping the animals and the beasts. If it weren't for his incredibly austere and faith-filled and prayer-driven life, this could go in a direction where you could think like, wow, if he really thinks that highly of the priesthood, like all of that he could just use just to benefit himself. But he says, the priest is not a priest for himself, he is a priest for you. And in that, he struggled so much just to get into seminary and make his way through seminary and to reach ordination that he didn't take any of it as just something to benefit himself at all. He was so deeply aware of the gift that he had received and was so deeply aware of how unworthy he was to be called to the priesthood. and he saw God's grace working through all of his struggles to finally get to that point, that he knew that it wasn't for himself, that it was for the good of the people. But he was deeply aware, Lord, you want to work through me, and you've established the priesthood for the good of your people. And he just lived that out in such a full and beautiful way. And so we rejoice in that, but today, especially as we end our novena, we ask for the Lord to bless all of his parish priests through the intercession of St. John Vianney, that we would be deeply aware, as he was, of the gift that we've received, but how all of it is never meant to serve the priest himself. And we've just seen way too much of that with the different scandals in the church. We know that that's a danger, but to pray that the Lord will bless our priest today with that, the same awareness that he gave to St. John Vianney, that, Lord, your people need the priesthood, but it's got to be a gift always given back over to them. And so we rejoice in his life, his example, his prayers for us today, and pray that we will be given just the same deep love for the Lord in the Eucharist that he was given. He said of the gift of the Lord in Holy Communion, he said, of course you're not worthy to receive him, but you need him. And so that's where we are. Lord, we're not worthy of receiving you in this gift, but we need you. So we're just going to come confident in your great and amazing love that you give us here, and the gift of your body and blood.